Time now for the weekly Navy Sports Magazine Show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, insured by NCUA, by Town Transport, what premium service is about, by Buffalo Wild Wings, rawr! And by Katsa Brothers, we remind you to drink responsibly.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union. As always, our good friends at the Navy Federal Credit Union, looking out for our veterans, DOD, and of course all of their families. Of course, go to NavyFederalCreditUnion.com to see if you can be a member today. Coming up, we'll talk with head coach Ken Niumatalolo as the Mids get set for a bye week. They can camp out on Saturday, watch some football, certainly watch Notre Dame Duke as they will get set for the Irish coming up on November the 16th. The Mids will take a 7-1 record headed to South Bend. We'll get you up to date on the Patriot League men's and women's soccer tournaments, which get underway this week in Annapolis for both the Navy men's and women's soccer teams. All that and more coming up next. This is the Navy Sports Magazine, and it's coming your way on the Navy Radio Network.
You have to work late tonight, and your daughter still needs to be picked up from her piano lesson. Do you A, ask your brother for a favor?
Kind of busy at the moment.
Or B, ask your neighbor, who served as an Army Special Operations Black Hawk crew chief.
I have two prior objectives, but can still acquire the asset and bring her on home. ETA, 15 minutes.
Veterans never stop serving. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union is proud to serve them. Join at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Available to all veterans, members of the Armed Forces, the DOD, and their families. Insured by NCUA.
At Annapolis Bus Company and Town Transport, they can make your transportation as easy as possible. From corporate events, weddings, and Navy reunions to just a night out on the town. Call them at 410-266-3392 to reserve your vehicle. Annapolis Bus and Town Transport, what premium service is about.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to help you get through the week. That's why they've created Wing Tuesdays with buy one, get one free traditional wings. Let's crush this week together with Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Score big with the Naval Academy Business Services. Bring your football ticket to the Visitor Center gift shop by Monday and receive a 5% discount for each Navy touchdown, up to 20% off our regular price in stock merchandise. Visit usnabsd.com for information. Are you a member of the Kit Shipman Club? For just $15, you'll receive many great benefits, including free admission to select Navy athletic events, a t-shirt, a free pizza, and much more. Visit NavySports.com for more information. The Kit Shipman Club is sponsored by Annapolis area Papa John's.
Navy football fans are the best fans around. So while you're cheering on your Navy team or celebrating a Navy victory with your friends, show everyone you're a good sport. Be responsible, be considerate of your fellow fans, and always designate a driver. It's part of every winning game plan. A message from Navy football and your friends at Anheuser-Busch, who remind you, responsibility matters.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Had a chance this week to talk with head coach Ken Niumatalolo. Keith Mills, Joe Miller, and myself joined him. And we asked him, you know, as they head into a bye week, a chance to self-scout and see where they are. They are at 7-1. That's a big reversal from a year ago. And we asked him how they've gotten there.
I know, first and foremost, it started with our leadership, the seniors, just looking back at our culture and just making sure that all of those things that I maybe might have taken for granted, did it kind of take care of itself. Make sure don't take any of that kind of stuff for granted. Make sure we're like this. The addition of the new coaches have been a huge part of it. I think just some decision. I mean, just when that happens, when you have the season you have last year, it makes you reflect on things. And you know, we've won for so long, and maybe you think sometimes things, you know, if you just do this, it'll happen automatically. And you got to go back and look at your operating manual, you know what I mean? Dissect that again and kind of look at all those pages. Okay, maybe we need to rewire this differently. And so we go back and look at it. And the majority of it is, I just remember in January, the coaches were a big decision, I think. I mean, the addition of the new coaches has been awesome, both on and off the field. And the senior leadership, I think that's the biggest part. Those guys have taken and ran with it. Just all the things in off season, they've come to coach, we're not going to do this. If they do this, we're going to do that. Okay, got you. Coach, if a guy's late, this is going to be their punishment. You know, just all those kinds of things. Just show you again, just the different kind of what happens. Just so a little bit last year was kind of going back and forth with the senior class, and you know, can we get? I can't remember the exact day. I'm kind of messing this up. Can we get 2 full weeks off? Or, you know, and fifth one, no, that's going to be too much. By the time you can get 10 days off, but 2 full weeks, it's going to mess up the workouts, blah, blah, blah. And it's almost like a revolt. You know what I mean? Just like, and I was kind of like underside, like, you know what, Fitz, is hard. School's hard, man. It's not like any other school. So when you get some time away, it's good to rejuvenate and all that kind of stuff. Let's allow them to do that. And just, so those are the kind of things I kind of sat back at, I guess. Were 4 days that important to sacrifice stuff? You know what I mean? Where are your priorities? You know what I mean? So it's where, and so those are the kind of things I talked about with our seniors. Just how bad do you guys want that? I mean, yeah, it'd be nice to have 2 weeks off in the summer. But do you want to get the trophy back? Do you want to get out, or do you want those 4 extra days of leave and go to the Bahamas? You know, and these guys coach were on board, and it started with them. All the touch and the line things, they police themselves. If any young guys were kind of, if there is a standard and we're doing it, we're doing it. We have little things where once we come in a weight room, we don't walk. And I've had recruits come and their parents come like, why are those guys running in the weight room? But it's just our standard, you know what I mean? We're just going to jog. And last year there might have been guys kind of walking for a couple racks. Oh, yeah, that's right, we're supposed to be jogging. Where our guys know now, once you step over that line, you're in a different deal. So I think it started all with that. I mean, and I think, you know, it started, we're here right now, but it started back in January. I mean, that doesn't just happen with the week, and, you know, we practiced hard, we lifted hard. That started way back then.
I know we obviously mentioned the nutrition and all that other stuff, but go back to Fitz a minute. I mean, when you brought him in, I mean, that also represented change from a long-time pattern of how you did things. How has he adapted, and obviously with his program in terms of fitness and stuff like that, how has that, you know, gone, you know, in your mind now?
I think it's gone awesome. You know, just knowing coming into this league, we had to up our game. You know, it was just something we had to do. And, he's been great. Obviously, like I said, the nutrition has been awesome. But, I mean, Fitz, he's been a big part of it. Jim Barry, just all of that, just the recovery part, the health part. I mean, that's also been a big part of it, too.
Yeah. It would be hard for me to not look back at some of the people that were critical of what you did last year, and also not say that the mission isn't accomplished right now. I mean, you guys are 7-1, you've accomplished some goals, but is it hard to keep everybody focused that this isn't done, or is everybody still on that same road?
We don't hear the other stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, other stuff, I mean, I've never, I mean, just, it's 1-0. Our mantra is 1-0. You know, and our kids have done a great job doing that. I think the coaches have done a great job doing it. Because we feel like all these trap games. There's a trap game after Air Force. You know, there's a trap game last week. I mean, and just to this point, I don't think anybody's doing this yet.
Yeah.
At least I haven't seen any signs of it. That's all I look at every day.
I was telling Keith I should stop being surprised of your kids, but I was amazed after the Tulane, the game-winning field goal, Keith interviewed 2 players on the field in that madness, and they both said, hey, we're just 1-0. And it's
even
just like, even in that moment, they still were like, we're 1-0. And it's like, I should stop, you know, being amazed by these kids. But I thought that was amazing. That even literally seconds after you kick a game-winning field goal, we're just 1-0 this week.
And again, that's been the seniors. I mean, every time their leadership has been phenomenal. It's Crow and Paul have been probably more the vocal leaders. Crow's the leader.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's the alpha male. You know what I mean? Everybody listens to him. His mantra's always been, hey, guys, Silver's 1-0. But he's also been like one of the guys that works the hardest on the team. So when you have those kind of teams, when the teams are Bernie and Keenan, where your best player is your leader and he works hard, mm-hmm. it's hard to slack.
Yeah.
And then you got the other guy, he's, you know, back-to-back-to-back 1,000-yard rushers, and he's walking around like he's trying to make the team. It's hard not to practice at that level.
Yeah.
You know, he's not one of those guys, you know, playing catch on the sideline with his helmet off. And, you mean, that's not Malcolm. You know, I mean, everything he's doing. And Carruthers, obviously, is the other guy that's a great leader. He's probably a more vocal leader. And then you got Ford, who's vocal. Well, Ford leads by example. I mean, he's the, he's the most hyper kid. I mean, he's running all over the place. But it's contagious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Those guys and the seniors, it's they've taken that joy and run with it. It's, you know what I mean, to both you and, you know, Pete's question, it's been the seniors, man. They don't want that to happen again.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't want last year to happen again. And so they're like, hey, yeah, that was good, but that's over with. We got right here. Yeah. You know, that's good. You can move on. And like I said, it's been phenomenal coaching them.
Not that you and your fellow coaches in the league would pound your chest and say, look at us, but having four teams rank, and there seems to be a Memphis and SMU and the marquee Saturday night game, seems to be a national buzz about how good the conference is right now. Is that satisfying as a coach in it?
Keith, but I don't think it's not now.
We know that. But I think it seems like everybody else is just finding it out.
So I don't think, you know, I think we're excited as coaches because, you know, I'm in these meetings in the summer and guys know, you know, that have been coordinators. I mean, like, so Mike Norvell was a coordinator at Arizona State. You know, Chad Morris was at Clemson. Tom Herman was at Ohio State. Matt Rhule, you know, was at Penn State. Frost was at Oregon. So you had all these coaches to get, and they came and played in the league. All of them say to a T, this league is good. And just all of us who go and we go to the stadiums and you places like Houston and stuff and you see some of their facilities, like, okay, this doesn't look like Halsey. You know what I mean? Just like, and that's who we're playing. You know what I mean? And so.
The physical size of the player, I mean, the athleticism in the league is, I mean, you got four or five guys each team playing in the NFL every year.
But yeah. I think I told you guys this too. I mean, I feel better. They're still better than us. We're similar to the service academies. I mean, Air Force is better. Obviously, Army is better. But I think, you know, obviously, we're athletically similar teams. And I don't think the discrepancy is as mm-hmm. big with other teams. But we've closed ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the Jamel mm-hmm. run, I mean, Malcolm runs. I mean, just we're having runs that, you know, years past, we wouldn't have had those. You know, and Jamel's running away from South Florida. And we just got to continue to recruit.
That's Navy head coach Ken Niumatalolo. The Mids have an off week this week, getting set now for a confrontation with Notre Dame on November the 16th. The opportunity to rest, recover, and really take their time in preparation certainly gives the Mids an opportunity to go to South Bend and get a victory. Notre Dame is in action against Duke in Durham coming up on Saturday. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Friday's win over UConn. We'll hear from Malcolm Perry, who stopped by to talk with our Brianna Sorensen, as well as the Mids got a big victory. Ryan Mitchell talking to the assembled media. Our Scott Wyckoff had a chance to talk with him on Tuesday night, as he was one of the wide receivers that got into the act this past week against UConn. All that and more coming up next on the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Radio Network. Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine. Our Scott Wyckoff this week had a chance to catch up with wide receiver Ryan Mitchell and linebacker Tyler Pistorio. Pistorio coming back from injury and now getting himself into the regular rotation at linebacker finally for the Mids, a guy they had very high hopes on for this coming season. Our Scott Wyckoff talked with both of them. First up, Ryan Mitchell, the wide receiver, but a big catch the other night against UConn.
What's it like for you this season? Explain to me, first of all, the pass, the 74-yard pass. What exciting was that? Tell me how that played out for you.
You know, I've been looking to get the ball in open field, and it happened. Malcolm got it to me, and I just tried to make a big play.
What's it like when you get a sense that you're going to be in the open field? Because I would imagine a lot of times you're coming off blocks, you might not get free. But on a play like that, when you get free, does time kind of slow down a little bit?
It does. It's kind of just an instinct thing. It's been like that my whole life, you know. Just try to read blocks and, you know, just it's instinctual. Yeah.
And once you get to the end zone, I would imagine you just you're thinking like, wow, that finally happened. It's something that we work on so often, and you get there.
Right. Yeah. It's always exciting.
Now, with this offense, you're listed as the Z wide receiver. What's the terminology with that? What is the Z wide receiver?
The Z wide receiver, so we have X and Z. It's just left and right, pretty much. There's nothing super special. You know, we can switch off either side, so there's nothing too specific about that.
What is it at this time of year? I mean, you guys have a lot of goals that you can still reach. One of them right now, you're a ranked team. What does that mean for you guys to break into the national rankings?
You know, that's big. It's a step towards our goal, but you know, it's still just 1-0, and we got to look for the next game.
Kind of nice to have bowls along the way. I know when you guys got bowl eligible, that was an exciting thing. But to keep those goals alive?
Yes, sir. That was huge. You know, last year we didn't get to play in a bowl. And so I'm really grateful to already be at bowl eligible this year.
What's been the biggest difference for you as a wide receiver this year with the changes in the offense with the spread?
I think we got a great coach in Coach Stutz. And he's brought a lot of good things to the table, so it's exciting.
You like to get out there, spread off the sidelines, knowing that you have a chance to maybe make a big block or also, like you say, get into open field?
Yeah, it's exciting. I mean, all Navy wide receivers, we like to hit, but we also like to run the ball. So,
what's unique about being a Navy wide receiver? I mean, you've got to be able to get open for a 74-yard touchdown pass, but you also have to make the right block in the triple option.
Yes, sir. You really just have to have that mentality, like the big play mentality, but you also have to be ready to hit somebody.
Who are the guys that you look to as you've come up through the ranks at wide receiver that you've learned from?
I'd say when I was a plebe, Tyler Carmona, Brandon Colon were two big ones. And then OJ Davis, he's a senior this year. He's a guy I look up to. He's a really physical guy.
What's it like being in a huddle with Malcolm Perry as a leader?
He's a great leader. Yeah, he really runs the offense. He's a great guy.
And I would imagine, too, you never know where he's going to be, so you hold your blocks a little bit longer.
That's right, yeah. Most quarterbacks, I guess, you might be able to stop a little earlier, but he might come out and split the field on you, so you got to always be prepared for that.
What's it like preparing for a game against a team like a Notre Dame, a national power?
It's exciting. It's one of those teams you know you grow up watching. But at the end of the day, you got to treat them like any other team. You just got to prepare, look inward, and get ready for it.
Sometimes they say life is about timing. Having an extra week to prepare for them nice?
Yeah, it is nice. It gives us a chance to recover and more preparation time, too. So.
And finally, what is your favorite part of this offense that you like playing and that you come out and practice and like to work on because you know what's going to happen in the games?
My favorite part of practice is definitely hitting.
A lot of wide receivers wouldn't say that, would they?
No, not a lot would, but it's one thing like we all pride ourselves on. So,
so you're looking to hit some Fighting Irish?
Yes, sir.
Right. Thanks. For any college football player, it's a journey, but your journey has been unique. What has it been like for you, the highs and the lows as you come into this senior season and experience it all?
Sure. Definitely a lot of adversity, for sure, throughout my football career. A couple of times, you know, getting in there in the depth chart high up in spring ball, and then couple things to knock me down. Last year, played in one game against Hawaii and suffered a concussion, was out for the rest of the season. And then this year, you know, going into the season, another injury. So definitely a lot of things to overcome, but I think it's made me a lot stronger. And I mean, I'm not taking anything for granted at this moment.
Does it make it even that much more satisfying after missing five games when you get in there and make that first hit and make that play? Yeah. Not that you forget about all this stuff, but it's like, wow, you can look to the future?
No, absolutely. Yeah. Like I said, I mean, I'm not taking a single moment for granted. You know, every play that I'm in there, you know, taking it for what it's worth, and definitely makes it that much sweeter.
Being off last season with the concussion and having such a good spring, what did that give you now that you're beyond the injury this year? Yeah. What did you learn and bring from the spring now that you're bringing in with some fresh legs in the season?
I think some confidence for sure. You know, early on it showed that this new coaching staff had a lot of confidence in me. And now, you know, I'm able to come in. Like you said, I have some fresh legs. You know, I'm not beat up from the past X amount of games. So I'm coming in here guns blazing and feeling good.
Is it nice, as a player like you, as you're evolving over your career, to have maybe a couple new coaches come in on defense that can look at you as someone they've never seen before, and you know you can prove to them what kind of player you can be?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's giving me a lot more energy. I think it's given all the linebackers, you know, a certain type of energy. Coach Bulker's come in and he shows every day that he really cares about us a lot and wants to develop us as individuals. So it's amazing, you know, a coach coming in here, he wants to prove something. We want to prove something to him.
Wide receiver Ryan Mitchell and linebacker Tyler Pastoria with our Scott Wyckoff. Scott, of course, the host of our pre- and post-game shows right here on the Navy Radio Network for Navy football coming up on November the 16th, the Mids and the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame at 2:30. Coming up now, time to take a look at soccer. The soccer tournaments are at hand, both Navy teams at home. Your support needed this weekend. We'll give you the details coming up and big volleyball match coming up on Saturday as well. Navy and American, 2 o'clock at Wesley Brown Fieldhouse. Talk about that and more coming up next on the Navy Sports Network.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't be USAA.
It was instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA, proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery? It's a quick, casual restaurant that serves fresh, wholesome food. The salad dressings are made from scratch, and they hand chop over 30 kinds of fresh produce daily. Right when you walk in, their kitchen is an open book where you can see the team preparing salads, sandwiches, and gourmet pizzas. Stop by with family and friends or pick up scratch-made meals at the Express Market and take it with you to the game or tailgate. Nuke's Eatery, Annapolis Town Center and the Village at Watch Apple. At the Westin Annapolis, you never miss a beat. Whether you dream of a grand affair, an intimate gathering, or a collaborative space and state-of-the-art meeting rooms, the Westin Annapolis offers the perfect blend of upscale appeal and outstanding service. Follow along on Instagram at Westin Annapolis.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to help you get through the week. That's why they've created Wing Tuesdays with buy one, get one free traditional wings. Let's crush this week together with Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Welcome back to the Navy Sports Magazine, presented by the Navy Federal Credit Union. Of course, the Mids getting set for soccer. Women hosting the Patriot League semifinals starting on Friday at 4 o'clock. The men playing Bucknell in quarterfinal action Saturday at 1. That'll be at the Glenn Warner Soccer Facility. So we hope you'll make your plans to join us. Joe Miller will have the call of that men's game Saturday at 1 o'clock live on Stadium. Meanwhile, we'll be over at Wesley Brown Fieldhouse calling volleyball action, as Navy will take on longtime Patriot League power American University. The Mids knocked off American in the Patriot League Championship game a year ago to win its first ever Patriot League Championship. First service is set for 2 o'clock coming up on Saturday. Don't forget, even though there's big business to do with Notre Dame, we're a month away now from the next edition of Army and Navy, as the Mids will get together with the Black Knights December the 14th in Philadelphia. Of course, all of that brought to you by the great folks at USAA, who have invested not only in the football game, but the Army-Navy series overall. And we'll be keeping you up to date throughout the season on the Star Series as it continues. These competitions between the Mids, we get set to start the winter sports campaigns. Basketball is underway. Wrestling season is underway as well. So lots to occur this week. The Navy men losing an overtime game to George Mason. The Veterans Classic, though, Friday night. Auburn and Davidson, followed by Navy and East Carolina. Mike Carey and I will have the call of both games on our flagship station, 1430 WNAV, 99.9 FM, and WNAV.com on Friday night. The women posting a big win over Division III Stevenson. A great road trip Saturday and Monday. They'll take on Clemson, the University of North Carolina. Back to say goodbye in a moment. This is the Navy Sports Magazine on the Navy Radio Network. That'll do it for this week's show. Our thanks to Bill Lusby, as always, for his technical assistance. And our thanks to you, as always, for listening. Hey, it's been one of those weeks where you thank your SID as the folks at Coast Side are representing sports information directors all across the nation for all the great work that they do. We have 33 varsity sports. Only Stanford and Ohio State have more, and nobody better than Scott Strassmeyer and his staff at the Naval Academy. They care. Every sport, doesn't matter. Everything from rifle to wrestling and everything in between. They do a great job promoting those sports, and we broadcast a lot of those on stadium and on the radio throughout the season, and we couldn't do it without the helpful work of Scott and his outstanding staff, and we appreciate all the work that they do. We'll talk to you next week with another edition of the Navy Sports Magazine, brought to you by the Navy Federal Credit Union, right here on the Navy Radio Network.
This has been the weekly Navy Sports Magazine show, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union, featuring coaches and administrators of your Navy athletic programs. This show has been brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union, open to the Armed Forces, DOD, veterans, and their families. Join Navy Federal Credit Union today, insured by NCUA. By Naval Academy Business Services Division. Tour, shop, and dine with us to support the Brigade of Midshipmen. Visit www.usnabsd.com. And by USAA, proud sponsor of Navy Athletics.